National FFA. I'm Madeline Anderson.
And I'm Luke Anderson, but many of you may just know us as the other Andersons.
While to someone else, that title might seem a little inconsiderate, for me, I wear it like a badge of honor. There's no greater privilege than getting to be known as Morgan Anderson's little sister.
Morgan embodies grace, strength, and love. And I'm so glad that over the past year, you all got to experience the light and joy she brings to everything she does.
Whether you're meeting her for the first time today, or if you are lucky enough to meet her during a visit, there's no denying her genuine passion for service and the FFA. After her visits, I would often get phone calls from her raving about how welcomed and loved she feels within this organization. It fills me with overwhelming joy that you all got to experience her love and joy the way I have for the past 19 years.
To know her is to love her.
And her service truly shows her love for you all. Please welcome our big sister and your 2023-2024 Eastern Region Vice President, Morgan Anderson.
It's relentlessly, thoughtfully, selflessly, and inspirationally loving towards others.
A good person is appreciative.
A good person is someone that goes out of their way for the betterment of others.
A good person is humane.
A good person is selfless and makes sure everyone is welcomed.
A good person is someone who is willing to make sacrifices for the greater good.
A good person is someone who brings out the best in others.
A good person is someone who says thank you.
A good person is someone who makes you feel seen, heard, and valued.
A good person is someone who loves everybody always.
A good person is somebody who makes everybody feel valuable.
A good person puts the needs of others first.
Una buena persona es aquella que ama y respeta a los demás.
A good person is somebody who's willing to help you when you're feeling stuck.
A good person is someone who can step up to the plate and be there for others in a time of need.
A good person is passionate about serving others.
A good person. Yesterday, I wrote my final thank you note as a national officer. Like all the others, I signed it and included the phrase, "A good person is a gift to the whole world." It sounds nice, right? Served as a compliment and bridged the gap between professionalism and a genuine acknowledgement of someone's good doings. But after 12 months of reflecting on those words, I found myself asking, well, what does it truly mean to be a good person? And now, I think I've cracked the case. First, let's focus on the word good. Good does not mean perfect, and thank goodness for that, because I am far from perfect. For example, my earliest memory, well, it's one full of adrenaline, satisfaction, and wonder. It was my favorite hobby from when I was a baby until the age of 3, when my parents taught me that it was not socially, morally, or legally acceptable. Yeah, it was committing theft. Yeah, that girl had some sticky fingers and a knack for collecting. You see, whether at a store or a family gathering, I would collect mementos. Everything from TV remotes to your mom's finest jewelry. Without fail, I'd set off theft detectors, and anytime we left a family gathering, if someone was missing anything, everyone knew to check my purses first. My life of crime started, and thankfully ended, at a very young age. The letter of the law says, "Thou shalt not steal." So for this reason, and many others, I myself am far from perfect. Most of us are not perfect. In fact, none of us are. The good people I mentioned in my thank you notes, they are not perfect. They are good, but they aren't perfect. Good people don't have to cross every T and dot every I, but gosh darn it, they do have to pick up the pencil and try. We don't need good, we don't need perfect people. We need good ones. Those who wake up each day determined to do good and let that be enough. Being good isn't unattainable because it's within reach for all of us. That brings us to the first part of our definition. Good does not equal perfect. Okay, yeah, Morgan, so we get that, but how do we know if we are a good person? Well, for me personally, I've learned this one the hard way when good is missing. It all starts with a humbling moment in a high school bathroom. It's February of 2020, and it's a true winter in the Midwest. Every day looks pretty much the same, cold, dark, and cold. Throw in some snow, voila, you have yourself a Midwest winter. It's 9 a.m. on a Tuesday, and I'm in the middle of my junior year of high school. I have prepared public speaking practice after school, a Subway sandwich packed in my lunchbox. I'm on my way to sit with my group of friends in chemistry class, just like I always do. I am content. As I have my books in hand, I make my way through the door into chemistry class, and I find my seat right next to my friend who I'm lab partners with. It's always nice when you have friends in class. Our teacher hands us our assignment, and conversations begin to flood the room. Until I hear this. Morgan is so annoying. Why does she even bother talking? Did my friends just say that about me? No, like surely they don't mean me. I mean, come on, I'm their friend. But the whispers continue. They're talking about me, and they want me to know it. I stare at the whiteboard. Time stops. My palms are clammy. My face is hot. My vision is going blurry. My body is completely numb. I can't feel a single thing in my entire body as my brain fills with nerves. I do not understand what is happening, but I do know that I need to get out of here. All I can hear are their words as my heartbeat grows louder and louder and louder. With every ounce of my body that I cannot feel, I manage to stand up and walk out of chemistry class without looking back. I make my way down the hallway with blurred vision and numb body. I turn into the nearest bathroom, but I can't even make it into the nearest stall for some privacy before I start hyperventilating and tears begin streaming down my face. I pull off to one of the mirrors at one of the sinks. I put my hands on the sink and I look at myself. As my tears flood down my cheeks, I can't help but think. Everything I thought to be true has been shattered. I am having my first ever panic attack. Time goes by, and I am unable to pull myself together. I'm breathing air, and yet none of it feels like it's reaching my lungs. I need help, and yet I'm all alone. We need good people. It's funny how 4 years later, I can still recall something as painfully vivid as it did then. And even right now, my heart is racing the same way it did in that moment. And although that was a painful thing that happened, it's not the pain that gets me the most. It's what's missing. It's what I wish I had in that moment. You see, I wish the girl next to me would have told him to stop. I wish someone would have pulled me away for an easy out. I wish someone would have followed me down the hallway to act like they cared. I wish someone would have texted me after school that day to check in and see how I was doing. I wish someone would have done anything. I didn't need a superhero to save the day. I just needed someone to check on me, stand up for me, just ask if I was okay, or just show that they cared. Was that too much to ask? Have you had one of these moments where you didn't need a superhero to save the day? You just needed someone, anyone, who would have made your pain, your suffering, a little bit easier. A good person, perhaps. One thing I think we can all agree on is that we know good people exist because we certainly notice when they aren't there. Yeah. We notice. But it doesn't have to be this way. So what does it mean to be a good person? Well, for me, I believe that the power of a good person is felt most apparent when we're going through a rough season. For me, a rough season was when my parents were going through a divorce when I was in the first grade. Anybody else have their parents go through a divorce too, split up? Yeah, a decent amount of us. I'm right there with you. And if that's not a part of your story, I am sure you have your fair share of rough seasons too. I don't question that. But for me, that was my rough season. After the divorce papers were signed, my mom, siblings, and I found ourselves living with my grandma for a short period of time. And while that was obviously hard and displacing, my grandma did everything to give us the greatest sense of normalcy possible. And that looked like grandma being grandma, loving us, making us meals, getting us where we needed to be when we needed to be there. When I was sad, my grandma told me she loved me. When I felt confused, my grandma would sit with me and gently play with my hair. When I was alone, my grandma told me she loved me and that everything would be okay. I never had to wish for somebody to be there because my grandma always was. But you see, a few years ago, I was talking to my mom about that season, and it turns out that it wasn't just grandma being grandma. You see, what I didn't know is that my grandma had actually financially footed some of our bills, gotten us some of our meals and groceries. And at Christmas time, when my mom didn't have the means to get us many gifts, my grandma did. But what strikes me most is this. It wasn't my grandma's name on all those presents. It was my mom's. She gave all of the credit to my mom. Good is a verb. It's not who you are, it's what you do. It's a verb, an action. It's something we do for others. My grandma taught me that to be good, we must do good. It's something we do for those around us. Think of the people who are doing good in your life right now. Whether that's the family member, the grandparent, the parent, the friend, the teacher, the stranger. Who is doing good in your life right now? Think of them. Picture them in your mind. I'm lucky enough to have my good person, my grandma, here with us today. Let's give her and all of the good people in our lives a big round of applause. I love you, Grandma. Thank you for joining me in that. So let's define good. All right, we know what it feels like when a good person is missing. We know that good does not equal perfect, and we've seen good in action, but what does it mean to be a good person? Well, I've boiled it down to this. A good person is someone who works to end the pain or suffering of others. Who are those people that are silently suffering around you? The friend whose parents just got divorced. The teammate whose joy has gone quieter. The classmate who doesn't come to school anymore. Who is hurting around you? And how can you be a good person when they so desperately need one? Maybe it's taking the time to talk with the football teammate who tore their ACL and is benched for the season. Maybe it's covering someone's meal at this convention because you know they're in a pinch. Or maybe it's sitting with the person who always sits alone in the school cafeteria. Maybe it's maybe small, maybe it's something, but it's never just nothing. Over the last year, I have traveled across this great nation and I have met some darn good people. A good person is Chloe, who let me jam out in the car when I was nervous before giving a speech. A good person is Emily, who invited me out to dinner when I was alone with her friends. A good person is Bailey, who treats people with such kindness it leaves them wondering why. A good person is Sapana, who cheers on others in their success as if it's her own. A good person is Jacob, who empathizes with others. A good person is Marley, who is genuinely thankful to be wherever she is. A good person is Trey, who knows no stranger. Folks, these are some darn good people. Because we don't need perfect people, we need good ones. And those people are a gift to the whole world. But you know what? Let me put it this way. When I ask the question, who is a good person? To me, the answer is simple. If able, let's stand together. Whether you're in the nosebleeds or on the delegate floor, let's stand together. Look around. Good is a verb, and you do good. When you see pain or suffering in others, you do something good. Folks, good people are gifts. And never forget that you are a gift to this whole world. Thank you.